This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. Three Memphis EMTs are being fired over the death of Tyree Nichols. The Memphis Fire Department said the first responders violated multiple department policies when they were at the scene earlier this month. The department said the EMTs responded to a call for a person who was pepper sprayed and they did not perform an adequate patient assessment beyond the pepper spray effects. Five Memphis police officers were fired and later charged with second-degree murder in Nichols' death during what started as a traffic stop. Two others were relieved of duty. The Department of Justice yesterday told House Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan they would not fulfill most of his requests for information about Biden's special counsel documents. Jared Rizzi has more.
DOJ's letter reply asserts that disclosures to Congress for ongoing investigations about Biden's mishandling of documents could jeopardize law enforcement processes or create an appearance of Congress exerting improper political pressure. These statements are consistent with rebuffs of Democratic oversight during the Trump administration. Jordan has floated but not committed to the use of congressional subpoenas to get more information for both his committee and the Republicans' new subcommittee on alleged weaponization of the federal government. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
It's back to school for Virginia students where a six-year-old shot his teacher. Jerry Barmash has more.
The principal at Richneck Elementary School in Newport News is being removed from her post. Teacher Abigail Zwirner's attorney said previously that several instructors went to the school administration with concerns about the student having a weapon, but weren't taken seriously. This parent, though, says the issue has been resolved.
It was very successful. They have a lot of security in place. Hopefully that's not going to be too intimidating for the children.
Students are required to use clear backpacks and metal detectors have been installed. I'm Jerry Barmash.
This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A growing number of Americans believe the government is the worst problem in the U.S. A new Gallup poll found 21% of Americans cited the government as the top issue in the country. That figure is up 6 percentage points from the last polling conducted in November and December. Meanwhile, 15% of respondents listed inflation as their top issue, and immigration was a top problem for 11%. The poll comes after the historic fight over Speaker in the House and the controversy over classified documents found in President Biden's former office and home. A 1970s sitcom star has passed.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
The actress who played the Shirley half of Laverne and Shirley has died. Cindy Williams gained fame in the mid-1970s sitcom where she starred opposite Penny Marshall, who died in 2018. Williams was 75 and died at her Los Angeles home. I'm John Schaefer.
49ers are losing another quarterback to a long-term injury. ESPN is reporting rookie Brock Purdy suffered a torn UCL ligament in his right elbow and will be sidelined for at least 6 months. Purdy is reportedly seeking additional medical opinions on whether or not the seventh-round draft pick helped lead San Francisco to the NFC Championship game, where the Niners eventually lost to the Philadelphia Eagles. San Francisco had quarterbacks Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo suffer season-ending injuries earlier in the year. I'm Julio Flores, USA News. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.